Good morning, and welcome to Panera Slime Time. My name's Christopher. I'll be one of your hosts today. Anyone else in the group want to introduce?
Hi, this is Mary. I'm also a co-host today.
Hi, I'm Luke.
And I'm Sydney.
Yeah, thank you for tuning into Panera Slime Time today.
Really take the time to, like, think and pray about it.
No. Simply not.
This is really important.
To you or to me?
Just in general.
What the F is going on? Are y'all there for my OF era?
I don't know what that means.
What is it?
Well, I couldn't say OF. We're gonna edit that part out. That was just not like...
No, just do like a bleep over it.
Okay. Yeah, I couldn't necessarily say that. So then we rolled with OF for a while.
See, Mitch likes to procrastinate with making slides look pretty.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not here to stop him, so...
Mm-hmm.
Lunchy time.
Also, Chris, in case you're wondering if I've been ignoring you, the answer is yes, because my music is so loud that I can't hear what you're saying, and intentionally.
I haven't spoken to you.
There's a couple times where you're saying things, and I'm like, oh, is he talking to me? I don't care.
No, I also just like to hear my own voice, so.
All this meat and dairy is so good.
I highly disagree.
How's your dry hard bagel?
Mary says that she's eating a sandwich with lots of sauce.
So much melted cheese in all of this.
Chicken.
Mm-hmm.
Think of all the protein she's getting right now.
I'm gonna be so strong.
Who needs protein?
Human beings.
How close are you to finishing it?
Not close. You just told me to spend a lot of time on this and literally pray over it. You can't have it both ways.
I'm just excited.
Turn it off.
Chris, I'm not arguing that it's more sanitary. I'm arguing that it's less sanitary. You said however many million, multiply that by like 12.
A bag of mac and cheese, but they take all the cheese out of it. It's just a bag of mac.
I feel like the cheese comes in it. Like, I think it's just a bag of that that is then warmed.
No, I know. I'm just saying that they take the cheese out of the bag.
They put it in a strainer, rinse it out.
And then put it back in the bag, reseal it, cook it, and then put it in a cup for me.
I'm getting full. Time to hammer down. The issue is using the bread as a spoon to begin with.
Yeah.
So then you're doubling the amount you're eating.
So my favorite part about Panera is that you order a bread sandwich with bread as your side, and then they give you a side of bread.
Because Panera doesn't have anything to do with bread in their name. Obviously, I'm referring to the fact that the name of the restaurant is called Panera Bread.
Mary, I'm gonna need you to calm down. You sound like me right now.
Which you're just an incredibly frustrating person.
My entire character was under attack at that point in time.
For good reason. We had solid evidence that there was reason to doubt your character.
Where the hell is
my... Like, you're a living contradiction. Wait, Mary. Did you go to the career fair?
What career fair?
For business college.
No, I'm not really interested in the career right now.
What if there was a fire?
What would I do?
Look at this photo. I have no idea whose baby this is. That's what last week when I did the raffle and I said, you get to go on a date with Mitch. My other option, if Kelly were there, is you get to get Owen.
You get Owen.
Owen becomes your baby.
You get baby. To adopt Owen.
Owen becomes your responsibility for the next 8 to 10 years.
I feel like it's way longer than that. He's one.
Yeah, no, a 10-year-old can survive by themselves. Look at me.
But, like, when you get a child, I feel like you sign on to a lot longer.
Well, then you just give it back to Kelly.
Who wants to just not be there for 10 years of a child's life and then get it back?
Obviously, she doesn't have a say in it. The whole concept is that we are stealing some woman's baby. She obviously probably would not be, in a great mood about it.
That's weird. You mean you can't just offer to take someone's child from them and they're just, like, willing?
Well, I'll pitch this idea to Kelly on Friday. Or the next time I see her.
Hey, pitch Chris. It as, like, we're taking something off of her hands. Like, a responsibility that she no longer has. Be like, Kelly, we had noticed that you've just been really busy. You have a lot on your plate recently. We would love to just take Owen for until he's no longer a child.
No, I'm just going to say, I know you have, like, a lot of responsibility on your hand with, like, young life and your actual
and
life and mothering and, like,
so
being married.
So, take one of those
so
away.
We're going to, like, we just want to help you out. Like, we want to take some responsibility off your hands and then we just be incredibly vague. And then we show up on Friday and we go, all right, give me Owen. That's the responsibility.
And it's really tough because my professor just went on maternity leave. So our TA, like...
She having a baby.
That's usually what happens on maternity leave.
No.
You all have such high expectations of me for whenever I'm doing work for you, but then in every other aspect of my life, you just get to do whatever you want.
Chris, if you can't even handle this responsibility, how are you going to handle taking Owen?
You think I was going to do Owen responsibly?
Sounds like you have too much on your plate. You should ask Kelly to take that over for you.
Kelly, I'm going to need you to start editing this podcast.
I'll take Owen off your hands if you can make this podcast.
Chris's vibe. Cute.
Yeah.
You have a whole week.
Yeah, I know.
Of free time.
What are you going to do?
Work out?
Do you know what that means?
Drugs?
Sid gets it. Needle drugs.
Needle drugs. If you're doing needle drugs, are you that concerned about what people think of you?
Much like Owen, who will now be my son. He doesn't know who Tyler and Kelly are yet.
Wait, so you're gonna be...
Yes, he does.
No, he doesn't.
You're gonna be Owen's father now, not just his caretaker. Okay. So that's a lot more responsibility than what you were originally describing.
He does not know who Tyler and Kelly are.
He doesn't know who they are, but, like, he knows that they're his parents.
No, he doesn't.
He feels safe in their presence.
He does, too, know who they are.
He is 11.
He cries when you hold him.
That's not even true, because I've never held that baby.
Do you feel like you're in a rush?
I mean, yeah, but there's not a time where
I don't prefer that feeling, so...
The problem is there's not really a time where I'm not in some sort of rush.
So maybe that means you need to
manage
time better.
Maybe that's leading to something.
Yeah, I don't think you should always feel like you're in a rush somewhere. I don't think you have to live like that.
What if I want to live like that, though?
It's on you. It sounds like you do. Send me the thing.
I'm telling the group first. Mary.
I have no patience today.
I noticed. A lot of your hostility is addressed towards me specifically. And I'm not okay with that.
It's just because for some reason I like have a lot of expectations for you right now.
Which I don't know why.
I don't know why either.
Like what
You've
has
given
made,
me no reason to have such
made,
high expectations.
I know. In the entire, how long have you known me?
Like 2 years.
Yeah, and no point have I given you a reason to expect this much of me. In addition to the bun or the pee-pee.
Pancake party.
Pancake party.
Oh my gosh.
We will be making presentation.
And it will be your priority.
You are being assigned a presentation that is due Thursday
Before
night.
Before anything else you have to do, this presentation.
Is for the 100% of your grade in the course, so.
If not,
this is
you will
what
be
you're paying
expelled.
For.
You will fail. Be removed from the group chat until further notice. Also, I've never seen anybody go to the bathroom during class so much. She goes to the bathroom every time she has that class. I can't think of a single class that I go to the bathroom during.
But I feel bad calling anyone else evil besides you.
Honestly, it would be a little bit weird if Chris was the one planning it.
Okay, here's an idea. Starting
like Steve-O.
Starting January of 2022, I plan every single birthday party, and you all get to have the birthday party that I will give you.
Okay.
Tell me that wouldn't just be like
that'd be great.
Really out of nowhere.
I feel like they would all be the same.
No.
Because it would all be what you...
This has been your Panera Slime Time podcast for today. We look forward to seeing you back next week. Be looking out for our new podcast episodes on Apple Podcasts and Spotify Podcasts. Feel free to contact me separately at baile335@msu.edu if you have questions and comments or concerns or topics that you want to hear discussed, and we will look into them next week. This is Christopher Bailey signing off.
This is Mary Mendez signing off.
This is Liv signing off.
All right, this has been Slime Time.